This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue?
It's only bloody Christmas Eve.
Hi, Warren. Thought I'd come down and spend some of the evening with you. I had a poke around in the cupboards and found some Christmas shit. There's a little 8-inch silver Christmas tree here made of tinsel. Look, you can have that. And, oh, speaking of tinsel, yikes. There. That fits quite nicely. Oh, right, the piece of resistance. Music. This is O Little Town of Beth Mayhem, one of Puscrank's festive rock medleys. They were a regular fixture at the annual Unholy Night Christmas All Dayer at the club in my hometown. Oh, you would have loved it. So you look good. I mean, your pod looks good. The bleep bloops sound happy. This pod is far more advanced than the ones used on other subjects that I've seen or read about. It's much smaller. More coffin-sized. Like Spock's coffin in Wrath of Khan. It would fit nicely into a photon torpedo shoot, I think. It's fully portable, apparently. They told me it can run on battery power for 100 years. Lightweight alloy. The wheels pop out the bottom if I press the unlock. Oh, shit. No, shit. Lock. Christ. Anyway, 'tis the season, so thought I'd make this a themed visit. You had a Christmas here, Warren. Maybe not all that different to mine. Let's see how that went, shall we? Here's your ghost of Christmas past. We're Warren and Gordon.
Sing song merrily on high, I'm making a recording.
You join me here at Red Valley, area of outstanding natural misery, National Heritage Site of Historical Tedium, on Christmas Eve. At least, I think it's Christmas Eve. There aren't many indicators out here. I'm just going off a very small desk calendar from the office. Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer still won't even tell me their names, much less the actual date. Even now, when it's just me and them, they tap their little overhead barcode ID badge and tell me it's not my concern. I digress. It's bloody Christmas Eve, allegedly. It's 10:45 in the evening, and this is Warren Godby, coming live from the Red Valley messroom with a warm bottle of dessert wine, seeing in the birthday of our Lord and Saviour by treating myself to a Christmas movie. Well, perhaps not an actual bona fide Christmas movie per se, because the collection here appears to contain no discernible festive... Oh, wait. Jingle All the Way. Two? Jingle All the Way 2? Who made a sequel to Jingle All the... WWE Studios. What the fuck is this? Actually, this DVD collection appears to have been lifted wholesale from second time around. I think every second-hand place has more or less the same collection. Rom-coms with red titles on white backgrounds. Yes. Not one, but two copies of The Day After Tomorrow. Yes. Ex-rental copy of The Passion of the Christ. Never saw it. Save it for Easter. Ah, the unwanted garbage sequel category. Godfather 3, Die Hard 5, Terminator Genesis. Oh, Prometheus, come on. Oh, wait, A Christmas Carol. Oh, for fuck's sake, a CGI Jim Carrey version. Is it too much to ask for a Muppet? So, Rodrigo didn't make it out of the final test on Tuesday. I came out first. I was in the recovery bay when whatever happened, happened. They won't tell me what took place, of course, but he's definitely dead. Saw Rumpelteazer mopping up the corridor afterwards. Not as bad as with Ryan. They were sponging down the cryo suite for half a day after whatever they did to him. Was he... When was that? Was he third or fourth to go? Why can't I remember that? I thought Rodrigo was going to win. He was young. Barely mid-twenties, pretty fit, massive thighs. He was an addict, I knew that much. That was probably it. Still, I thought he'd last longer than me. I don't really know what happens now. Just Mungo Jerry left to tend to the place over the festive season, must have drawn the short straw. Hal Beck and Rumpelteazer disappeared a couple of days ago. They left in a truck instead of getting picked up by the usual helicopter. Bunch of overhead roadies jumped out, packed up a lot of stuff this time. Definitely get the feeling things are wrapping up around here. Jerry's in the farmhouse. Don't know what he's up to. All looks cozy from here. It's not my first Christmas alone. I actually prefer them that way. Infinitely superior to the holidays I used to have growing up. Boo-hoo, woe is me. Getting maudlin. Anyway, I expect whatever the next test is, it will be the last one. So let's make the most of the night. Maybe I'll give Prometheus another shot. How bad can it be? Doodle pip!
Well, that wasn't quite the festive cheer I was hoping for, but hey, you're the one who...
Oh my god, what was I thinking? Why was Guy Pearce even in that movie? Why wouldn't you just hire an old person to play an old person? Why did they run away from the donut spaceship when it was falling over in that direction? If they just turned 90 degrees, then they wouldn't have... Forget it. Fine. Let's do it. CGI Christmas Carol. Good night.
Okay. Do we think you're finished, or...
Sorry. Are you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. We are still not...
Why would Robert Zemeckis dedicate so much time to making so many films about creepy, dead-eyed PlayStation characters?
I'm sorry, why?
What
are
you
gaining?
Creepy Android Jim Carrey?
Warren doesn't enjoy the motion capture period of the director Robert Zemeckis.
Robert Zemeckis is a film director.
I know.
Who asked for more diehards? Who the fuck is Jai Courtney?
Wait, I'm sure he had some kind of plan for the Ghost of Christmas Present section of all this, but...
He's here, he's in Terminator Genesis as well. Who the fuck is this guy? How is he playing the son of John McClane?
Oh my god, everyone just stop talking. Jesus. Well, this was remarkably similar to a family Christmas at my parents' house, so thanks for that little triggering episode. I think I need some freezing cold air. Oh, wait. I forgot the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. Bit of a reach this, but it's the best I could do in these uncertain times. A voicemail I got last night.
Message received at 11:40 p.m. on Monday, the 23rd of December.
Good night, Pollock night. Fuck this up, I'll set you on fire. A light, that's better, I'll set you a light.
Next message received at 11:43 p.m. on Monday, the 23rd of December.
In a Gordon, a dick on his head. The little Lord Gordon is such a dickhead. I'll be coming in January to see how you are. If you've messed up anything, I'll hit you with my car. I'll actually be coming in a helicopter though, a helicopter. Merry Christmas, bitch. See you soon. Love to Warren. Kisses. What a dick. Oh, hello, darling. Sorry, Danny was just making a phone call to one of his special friends.
So, that's something to look forward to, isn't it? I'll leave the music with you for a while. But I'll be back tomorrow. We can sing some carols or something. Merry Christmas, Warren. Personal log. It's Christmas Eve. Oh, no, it's actually Christmas Day now. I lit a fire with the leftover wood. I thought it would be a problem with the snow falling, but I tossed the dregs of some anesthetic vapour over it. Oh, nearly took my bloody eyebrows off. I don't know what I was thinking, expecting anything cheerful to come from Warren's Christmas Eve. A bit of blind festive optimism, I suppose. Anyway, that was actually his last tape. So I know what happened next. They went for the big one. They put him under properly, just like he is now. You know, I haven't really talked about what happened that first night here. Bryony let me watch it all. And I did. I stood there and I watched. They put him under general anaesthetic. They put a tube in his mouth to ventilate him and started putting all these lines in his arteries and veins. They put gunk in his eyes to protect them and covered them up with goggles. They gave him an infusion to bring down his core temperature. Then they transferred him into that pot, the giant cigar tube. No one was concerned, except me. The pod then filled with water, or what looked like water. You could feel the cold coming off it. They let me touch it. It's like a jelly, and all the time his heart is slowing, all the beeps dropping in tone and pace, and it looked like no one wanted to help, that they were just going to watch him die. And then it all went quiet. And then the most absurd little ringtone noise, like when Sonic gets an extra life or something, and he was hypersleeping. And I went to my new bedroom and had a panic attack. So, yeah, there we go. A little taste of life at Red Valley. Fire's gone down now. I could let the snow put it out, but it's much more fun using the fire extinguisher. I never used one in the real world, but here I use it all the time. Yippee-ki-yay! Yeah. There is something to being out here alone in the dark. You can be completely honest. I watched Prometheus the other night, and I didn't think it was that bad! What was that? What the... Hey! Hey, if you didn't want to be seen, don't shine your full beams at me. Hey, I didn't mean that about Prometheus. Come back! You better have been Santa. Does Santa drive a camper van?
While You Were Hypersleeping is a Red Valley miniseries written by Jonathan Williams and directed by Alan Mandel. Music, editing and sound design by Richard Campbell, Carol Pestridge and Alexander Broad. Performances by Alan Mandel, Jonathan Williams, Alexander Broad and Natalie Day. If you enjoyed the show, we'd be so grateful if you could rate, review and subscribe. Red Valley Season 2 is coming soon. Thanks so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.